Hi, and welcome to Sport and Road, the weekly motorsport show with thanks to Central Tyre Service. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to and keep up to date with all things happening on the courses both locally and around the globe. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by John Painter and Craig Stott. It's on 1FM Shepparton Radio, so let's have a listen to see what's happening in the world of motorsport this week.
Good morning, folks. Sport and Road. Saturday morning sport continues here at Life and Local 1FM. Good morning. I'm Johnny Painter.
And I'm Craig Stott. Good morning, listeners. Good morning, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, mate. Yeah, it's been an interesting week.
It certainly has. How's so far on Saturday been going?
Yeah, it's been all right. Yep, good fun.
Yeah, a bit of a sleep in.
Yeah, so there again, I've been meeting the crew out at the little coffee shop out near that windmill when you're heading out of town. We've sort of moved out there on a Saturday morning for our coffee, so it's a little bit further to travel, but I can do the lop around the block and do my run home. It's all good fun.
Yeah, okay.
It's good. Yeah, no worries at all. Yeah, it's fantastic. Look forward to it.
So, now I've been looking on Facebook. There's been a fair bit happening with the supercars.
Yeah, no worries. And I reckon everybody should go on to supercars.com and have a look at the new liveries.
Isn't it fantastic?
Oh, some of the absolutely. And our world's fastest bus driver.
Yeah, I like the
Subway.
Subway, yeah.
Good stuff.
That's not looking too bad. And also, you look at Chris Pither, his partner.
Yeah.
And the Coca-Cola, it's totally different to what you'd expect for a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, good, yeah.
It's good to have them back on board.
Yes, exactly.
And, we've got a couple of good sponsors that
we
sponsor
certainly
us around
do.
Here. It's a Goodyear Auto Care.
Yep.
Or Central Tyres, whichever way it is. And, in Welshford Street, and go and see the boys there. And they will look after your vehicle. They're on the full set of batteries from Century Batteries. Any tyre they'll get in, they prefer the Goodyear and Dunlop, but
of course, yep.
Any tyre that you're after, they will get there for you. They will service your car.
I prefer the round black ones.
Yeah. They do, yes. They keep your car off the ground. I notice on the bike, you're here with the bike, it's got big tyres on it.
No worries, it's always got good Pirellis on it on this one, the Angel ones. And they're very, very good. But AJ's, I'll have to get my tyres up there because Central Tyres don't do motorcycle tyres.
Oh, don't they?
No.
But they go out and service tractors.
Yep, they do, yep. All the big stuff.
And all your earth moving at Kenworths and
they'll
things
even
like
put
that.
A new tyre on your wheelbarrow if necessary, but they don't do motorcycle tyres.
During the week I had to lift a floor up in the bungalow that I'd put down and dropped all the concrete in the rubbish pile, and because I've got a little trailer that sits behind the four-wheel motorbike, and this morning I went to move it and both tyres have got bindies in it.
Ooh,
down
great.
To the ground.
Oops, great, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to buy that can of
yep.
And hopefully that will solve it.
Can of squirt, pull the bindies out, yeah, let the squirt fill the holes up and away you go.
That's what we're hoping. But,
they'll look at
you, they'll service your car, all your brakes, all your mechanical, your lights, and also your wipers.
They certainly are. They're great pokes in there.
They've got all the spare wiper arms, and they've even got the liquid to go into your washer bottle.
The cleaner, that's good.
That's it. It's fantastic. It does help cleaning the windscreen and your back screen.
Certainly does, yep. Fantastic. And, of course, our other wonderful sponsors is the Shepparton Motorcycle Group, or the Jacobs groups, and they are doing an absolutely fantastic job here in Shep. They've got two premises. They've got the old AJ site in Purcell Street that used to be the home of Triumph, but now it's KTM and all of their products, the BPM, I think they call them. And I'm pretty sure all Canadian stuff, the Can-Am Spiders and the off-roaders and the four-wheel motorbikes and the side-by-sides. They've got the whole lot in there. And then, of course, we can go over to the Halsall Honda site, which is also Shepparton Motorcycles, because that's the other business that they now control. And go and see Juddy and the crew for any of your power equipment and mowers and brush cutters and all those sort of bits and pieces.
And four-wheel
motorcycles, any of the Honda range. Yeah. Got them at was the Halsall Honda site, but now it's Shepparton Motorcycles. But the crew are still there, and they'll look after you and do all your servicing and things like that. Yes. I was just having a look at my Tiger, and it actually had a bath during the week, and I had to sit on it for a little while and go through the thing because I had never been able to work out all the buttons to push to change the clock on it. So one of the things that's come up with our cleaning out and changing bits is I actually found the handbook, so at home in one of the boxes. Good.
Only have to wait one more week and then it's...
I can change it back again. Yeah.
Daylight savings finishing.
Yeah, well, you'll change it back again. Yeah, exactly right. But I know how to do it now. It's good fun.
But the best part about the Honda bikes or any motorbike is, especially with this petrol at the moment, you don't need as much as a car.
Exactly right. That's exactly what I'm looking at.
$2 a litre nowadays.
I might even have to get the little Honda scooter out and ride the little 250 in at the station of a daytime. Yeah, it'd be good.
I might get the push bike. No, I won't. I won't get that out. It's like a shovel. Manual labour. Don't like them.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, for sure. I was allergic to those. That's why I was in the roofing side of the plumbing trade. no worries at all.
We've got some information here about some motorbikes.
Yes, no worries.
Television broadcasting.
This weekend, it's on. It's on right as we speak. They'll just be finishing the qualifying and practice sessions down at Phillip Island for the Australian Superbikes. But they've announced that they've done a free-to-air deal with SBS for this season. And I checked the paper on Friday morning with all the TV guides in it. And yes, there it is on Sunday afternoon about 1 o'clock, Australian Superbikes. I also had a look at the Fox site and I couldn't find anything on there.
Oh, okay.
But I thought they may have been on there somewhere, but we'll see what happens. So ASBK fans will witness a very thrilling moment in the 2022 My Bike Motorcycle Insurance Australian... Well, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Australian Superbike Championships presented by Motul, the oil people. And they've got free live-to-air television coverage on SBS and on SBS On Demand. With all 2022 final programs or broadcast agreements now locked in, ASB management is pleased to confirm SBS is once again the official free-to-air broadcaster for ASBK 2022.
SBS has long held an important role as the home of ASBK and other great motorsport categories. In 2022, ASBK fans will be in for a real treat, with the coverage set to scale new heights thanks to the ongoing commitment of SBS.
Yep, SBS Director of Sport Ken Shipp. The Australian Superbike Championships is an excellent staple in our growing motorsports lineup. SBS's dedicated coverage to the ASBK Championship, combined with gripping track action, always provides for compelling viewing, and it's free on SBS and SBS On Demand.
In 2022, ASBK race fans will benefit from both SBS live free-to-air coverage plus the opportunity to catch all the action via SBS On Demand at any time.
Yeah, that's a good thing with the on-demand things. You can have a look a couple of hours later and there it is,
ASBK production partner, AVE, are once again in charge of capturing every angle, and they're bringing a wealth of experience and expertise to the highly technical production of ASBK. Each standalone round of the thrilling ASBK action will be broadcast live for over 3 hours to fans at home, on the couch, or on mobile devices as part of the SBS free to air coverage.
Now, all the action will be brought to you by the ASBK TV team with Kate Peck and Steve Martin, and they'll be joined by specialist commentators Phil Harlem, and Mark Slapper Brax. Oh, Braxy will be out there. Now, some people may remember that name. Braxy was one of the pit lane reporters for MotoGP a few years back in the days of Julian and Keith, way back then. Motorcycling Australia CEO Peter Doyle said locking in SBS again in 2022 has been a high priority as their history with two-wheel motorsports is legendary. I appreciate and welcome their ongoing commitment to top-level superbike racing in this country.
Additional for fans, this is a great outcome as it offers them a number of ways to watch the racing, live or on demand, on their on their home TV, tablet or mobile phone. With SBS support in 2022, alongside our pay TV broadcast partners here in Australia and around the world, we can look forward to a full season of the absolute best the sport has to offer.
Yep, ASBK Round 1 of Phillip Island is on this weekend, and we'll see every exciting race day minute available to all Australian ASBK fans with live TV on SBS this Sunday, the 27th of Feb, from 1 till 4pm. And for passionate ASBK fans who don't want to miss a minute of the race day action, ASBK live stream will begin on Sunday at 10am through to 1pm when the live telecast begins.
For the opening round of the My Bike Motorcycle Insurance Australian Superbike Championships.
It's that mouthful again.
I'll say that again. For the opening round of the My Bike Motorcycle Insurance Australian Superbike Championships, presented by Motul, the ever-popular Superbike Masters returned for another hit-out.
Exactly. In the absence of Australia's largest historic motorcycle race, the International Island Classic, the Superbike Masters class will be a welcome addition for the historic motorcycle racing fans and a reminder of when the big bore racing attracted thousands to witness races with similar machinery to what they rode, only they were out on the track. In 1970, visionary promoter Vince Tesserio, that's a mouthful, and his fellow Willoughby Motorcycle Club members dreamed up the first Castrol 6 Hour, and the annual event soon developed into the world's go-to production bike race.
Such was its standing and prestige, the manufacturers produced specific models, such as the Honda CB1100R, solely designed for the success in the Castrol 6 Hour. With the old age of what wins on Sunday sells on Monday, and sell they did. The CB was basically a race bike with a single seat and flaring, designed for road registration and produced in limited numbers.
Yeah, they were a beast.
Yeah, the flip side of that was that entrants went to great lengths to take advantage of any loophole in the rules, sometimes exceeded the regulations. So Tesserio and co. came up with an idea. Instead of endurance races for production bikes, what about sprint races for modified machines with the top riders of the day involved? The catch cry on one of the posters was superheroes on super bikes.
That's the way they made it, yeah. Now, making its debut on the 18th of February, way back in 1973 at Amaru Park, there's another lost place.
Yes.
The rules were fairly open and what was allowed on the machines. The four-round series was called the Chesterfield 5000. The 5000 signified the prize money that was up for grabs. However, the concept only lasted for just 3 years.
After a hiatus, Victorian clubs commenced their own competitions for modified big bore four-stroke machines, and the Southern State soon became the central horsepower of Australian superbike racing.
Yeah, that was the Preston Club and the Hartwell Clubs. The first Australian Superbike Championship was held in 1987, and since then, many riders have had their name etched on the trophy. Guys like Robbie Phillis, Wally Campbell, Troy Corser, the late Kirk McCarthy, Anthony Gobert, Marty Craigle, former MA President Peter Goddard, and ASBK commentator Steve Martin. They're just some of the pre-2000 champions.
Today, the Superbike Masters category is open to bikes from the bygone era, and with a full field of 40 bikes spread over four classes. The P5 Unlimited Forgotten Era is for machines manufactured from 73 to 82. These are split into two classes, the P5 Unlimited and the P5 F1 for aftermarket frame bikes like the Harris Spondoon and the GP Pacific Yamaha TZ750 two-strokes.
The P6 is the new era. Period 6 is open to bikes from 83 to 1990. They're made up of four middle 750 machines like the Honda RC30. Mind you, I had the road-going version of one of those in the old VFR. Oh, that was a good bike. The Period 6 Formula 1300 machines are also in that, with machines such as the Yamaha FZR1000 and that aforementioned CB1100R Honda.
Just a taster of the Pacific spectacular machinery on show will be XR69 factory replicas, endurance racing specials fitted with Suzuki GSX 1100 engines, the Harris replica Formula One fitted with a Z900 to a Z1000 Kawasaki engines, and a P&M Formula One fitted with a Z1000 Kawasaki engine.
Yep, and some of the popular riders featured in the class includes three-time Australian Harley-Davidson Sportster champion John Arrolin, and he'll be riding the Terry McKinnon CM Motorcycles Prezed Yamaha TZ750.
In addition, multiple Ireland Classic winner Scott Webster will be riding the K&T Carney prepared Harris Suzuki XR69. Webster is the only rider to represent Australia at every Ireland Classic International Challenge and always rises to big occasions.
He's a good bloke, Scott, no doubt about that. Multiple Australian Period 4 and Period 5 Australian title winner Craig Ditchburn will be riding a home-built Yamaha TZ750, while on the same machinery will be 250 UK Proddy champion and two-time British endurance champion Jim Agambar. The full field of competitors are sure to provide some entertaining battles. I'm looking forward to that.
Sounding good, doesn't it?
Absolutely sounds great. Hey, it's time for a sponsor break.
Oh, okay, let's get into that.
Let's have some words from these wonderful sponsors.
That.
Yeah, exactly right. And we'll be back in a moment. We've got some unresolved matters ahead of the
supercars.
Yeah,
I like this.
Here we go.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
What a fantastic service station it is there. They do everything there.
Yep.
And would you believe it won't be long before the Melbourne supporters from that service station will be out in force yet again.
Absolutely. You know, go our demons.
Come into the station here and...
No worries, at all.
As they start talking about football, I'm usually in the next studio, so I staple something on the window, Carlton, for premiers. Well, we're getting closer and closer.
Yep, exactly right. Hey, now it's only a couple of weeks until the Supercars Championship roars into life.
One more week.
Yeah. Last week, we were talking about some of the unresolved matters ahead of this season, and we did promise we'd come back. Now, we covered where to next for Fabian Coulthard. And then we looked at where Jamie Wincup will be for the great race. Yeah. And also we looked at the co-driver market. But there's a little note there, just checking through our notes from last week, that on the co-driver side of the things, that we said that judging from Lee Holdsworth's performance at Mount Panorama, it's crucial that the team sign the best co-driver they can. And from there it becomes a discussion of who's up for grab and who's available. And that could include Scott McLaughlin.
I heard that.
His IndyCar season finishes 4 weeks before Bathurst.
Okay, I can also put a bit more on there. Mm. Coulthard has been snapped up.
Good.
By WAE.
Sure. Excellent.
Yes, and he was out at the test day.
Good.
It was fantastic to see him running around there, and the noise of the engines was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
There were a couple of little offs, but no, it was very good to see.
Exactly. Now, we'll start our with the three to go with the Manufacturers' Allegiance to Gen 3. And most of the teams have committed to which manufacturer they will race with in 2023 when the rules, when the Genset or Gen 3 rule set makes its debut. But one such outlier is WAU, which is yet to confirm what it will run next season. The team has campaigned General Motors machinery since 1990, and team boss Ryan Walkinshaw recently said the squad has spoken to six manufacturers.
Walkinshaw has made no secret of his ambition to attract new manufacturers. It makes this year's team's championship even more vital as teams aim to secure the best pit garages for the first year of Gen race engineers. The balance of pit lane has locked in its engineering lineups for the new season. The Shell V-Power racing team enters 2022 with an unchanged lineup, but there has been great change elsewhere. Red Bull Ampol Racing, Walkinshaw Andretti United, Team 18, Erebus Motorsport and Matt Stone Racing will feature at least one change. Tickford Racing, Brad Jones Racing and Premier Racing haven't confirmed their engineering squads yet. Blanchard Racing Team and Grove Racing are expected to remain the same, with the latter welcoming David Couchy from Triple Eight as team principal.
Here's some interesting names in there, that's for sure.
Certainly is.
Now, the wild cards, they'll have the scope to return in 2022, but there's been a cut in allocations. There will only be a single wild card eligible for Tasmania, Perth, Sandown and the Newcastle rounds. They previously had two allocations. Sydney has dropped from 4 to 2 and the Gold Coast from 2 to 0. Winton 4 and Hidden Valley 2 remain the same.
Oh,
for
Hidden
wild
Valley,
cards.
I like that.
Yeah, no worries at all. As has been the case, wild cards aren't eligible for Albert Park, Townsville or New Zealand. Bathurst, however, has risen from 4 to 6 wild card allocations. So which teams will be looking to run wild cards this year? Tickford ran wild card programs for Thomas Randall in 19 and 21 and WAU filled a car for Kurt Kostecki last year. And Triple Eight ran the only great race wild card last year after COVID-19 restrictions prevented Erebus from uniting Greg Murphy and Richie Stanaway.
Yeah, because Greg Murphy was having... Richie Stanaway was having Russell Ingall.
Yep, that's right, yeah.
This year I can also let everyone know that Craig Lowndes has got one of the wild cards this year.
Yep, well, that'll be interesting too.
Okay, from one set of four wheels to another set of four wheels, F1.
A little bit of Formula One, yep. Now, with all the hoo-ha at the end of the Abu Dhabi thing at the end of last year, Michael Massey has been removed as the F1 race director over the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix management. He's been removed from the Formula One race director over his managing of the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix last year, which led to Max Verstappen being controversially crowned as the world championship. Now, he was heavily criticised for the sequence of events that led to Verstappen passing Lewis Hamilton to deprive the British driver of a record 8th title.
Michael Massey, who accompanied a very challenging job for 3 years as Formula One race director following Charlie Whiting, has been offered a new position within the FAI, read a statement by FAI President Mohammed Ben Sulayem. Niels Witch and Enduro Ferretas will act alternatively as race director, assisted by Herbie Blash, formerly deputy under Whiting as permanent senior advisor. Massey's removal, which comes just 3 years since he was appointed following the death of Whiting prior to the 2019 campaign, simply for the Australian official for Ferrari driver Charles Leclerc. "I have a lot of respect for Michael for what he has done," said Leclerc, as the launch of his car for the 2022 season on Thursday. "He had a difficult job, especially in Abu Dhabi. Whatever happened, it was always going to be controversial, but the FIA has made a decision, has a lot more info, and I fully trust it is the right decision."
Yeah, exactly right there, for sure. It's, they've had to change a lot of things because Suleiman has also announced that measures will be introduced to ease the pressure on the race director. Firstly, to assist the director in the decision-making process, a virtual race control room will be created. Like the video assistance referee in football, it will be positioned in one of the FIA offices as a backup outside the circuit, Suleiman said. In real-time connection, the FIA's F1 race director will help apply the sporting regulations using the most modern technological tools possible.
His eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Suleiman said the mode of communication with the director would be different from now on.
Direct radio communications during the race, currently broadcast live by all TVs, will be removed in order to protect the race director from any pressure and allow him to take decisions peacefully. It will still be possible to ask questions to the race director according to a well-defined and non-intrusive process.
Yeah, it's just absolutely had me intrigued that race director, the race people, could actually talk to the race director and make suggestions and tell him what he had to do. That should never have been the case.
No, not at all.
If they tried to do that with me as a steward at a race meeting, I would be telling him, buzz off. And I'd be doing it politely twice, and the third time wouldn't be so polite. Exactly right. No, that's absolutely wrong. Yeah. And I'm glad they've pulled the thing at it. They'll still have communications with the race director, but it's going to be different, that's for sure.
New rules to determining finishing positions will apply going forward.
This is for MotoGP.
GP now, yeah.
Now, we've got to wait till Monday, the 7th of March at 2 a.m. for our first Grand Prix. It's a Qatar Grand Prix, and it's from the Losail circuit. And they've decided they need some new rules to determine finishing positions when a MotoGP race is red flagged. Because, and the same applies to our motorcycle manual of sports here in Australia. So previously, as you know, when a race is finished under a red flag, the classification was backdated to the last lap completed.
That's how Jim Richards and Mark Scaife won Bathurst time when they smashed.
Yeah, it was backdated to the last lap that everybody had completed.
Under full race conditions.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. But in 2022, a more up-to-date classification will be determined when such circumstances arrive based on what each rider last crossed the control line. It means the winner will be the rider who was leading at the end of the lap prior to that of the red flag, and the runner-up will be the rider who was finished second and crossed second at that time, and so on.
For riders who had not yet completed that lap, the remainder of their classification will be simply determined based on the previous lap.
The previous lap, so they'll go back. Instead of everybody going back maybe a lap and a half, that'll be right there and then finished. That's done.
That's it.
Yeah.
The new rule was decided at the Grand Prix Commission's February 4 meeting. Previously, if a race was red flagged and a final result declared, the result was taken from the lap on which all riders had last crossed the finish line, read an announcement. If a rider or several riders were half a lap or more behind the race leader, this caused the race classification to be taken from the previous lap. Even when the race leader and the majority of the field had completed the next lap.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, there could be changes in that lap. You know, you might have somebody who's passed somebody on that lap that was cancelled.
That's correct.
And they might have been leading it, but they weren't leading on the lap before, so they didn't win. Yeah, but they crossed the line on that lap in front. So, yes, that's probably a little bit of common sense coming into that one.
That's about time, too. It's sorted it out with the touring cars after DJ thought he had won.
Yeah.
The round, and now it was one lap behind, and which was okay for me. I liked that idea. But
exactly right. No worries at all.
So, next weekend I've got 25 people coming up home.
All set up, ready for the first
set up.
One
I've made
Sydney.
All the lasagnas. I'm picking up the last of the chicken and the beef today. And you should see our freezers. We can't do much. I'm literally going to fire up the Tucker box. Well, I fired it up this morning,
Might have a little bungalow already for some people to bed down in.
Oh, yes. Everyone's bringing tents, caravans, or swag.
Great.
So, 24-odd people.
Fantastic, mate.
So it'd be good.
Yeah, so we've got Australian Superbikes this week and we've got V8 Supercars next week. Motorsports is back, folks.
Yeehaw!
Great. Yeehaws, absolutely right there. No worries. Now, we've got to say a quick thanks to our two wonderful sponsors in Shepparton Motorcycles, and thank you for looking after us and supporting us for all these time.
And also, of course, Goodyear's Auto Care.
Yep.
Or Central Tyres in Walsford Street.
Yeah, exactly right.
Good to look after us all. We've been with them for quite a few years now. And just go down there and see them. They'll look after your car.
Exactly. From Johnny Painter, it's bye-bye from me.
And from Craig, I'll say goodbye. Have a safe weekend and motorsports here.
Absolutely. And we'll be back next week and we'll bring you some results from ASBK. And we'll be all ready to settle down for V8 Supercars. Bye for now, folks.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819. 1FM sponsor.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyre. Now Goodyear Auto Care can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58219555.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.